This is GQDN for Friday, March 27th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest after you get Quest worthy. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got games coming to Game Pass. There's a fake SSD card roaming around. And we got a price increase. But we begin today, as always, with the race to world first. And right now, it is Team Liquid out in the lead right now. Because they are now 7 out of 9. Echo is right behind them. This is a very close race. Two bosses to go. We'll see if they're done before the live show tomorrow night. But we are switching over to prices because PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that the PlayStation 5, both regular and pro, prices are increasing. And the company did say it is because of the, quote, global economic landscape. End quote. So, here are the prices. PlayStation 5, regular edition, that's with the disc, $650. The digital edition is $600. PlayStation 5 Pro is $900. And the PlayStation Portal is $250. In the UK, they're going in euros. 570 euros, 520 euros for the digital edition, 790 euros for Pro, and 220 euros for Portal. I'm sorry, those are pounds for the UK. The euros are 700 for PlayStation 5, 600 for the digital edition, PlayStation 5 Pro, 900 bucks, and the PlayStation Portal for $250. Japan deals with yen. PlayStation 5, 98,000 yen. PlayStation 5 digital edition, 90,000 yen. PlayStation 5 Pro, 138,000 yen, and the PlayStation Portal, 40,000 yen. Keep in mind, I rounded up for all those prices, so they're not exactly accurate. But Sony did write on the PlayStation blog, quote, "With continued pressures in the global economic landscape, we made the decision to increase the prices of PlayStation 5, PlayStation 5 Pro, and PlayStation Portal Remote Player globally. We know that price changes impact our community, and after a careful evaluation, we found that this was a necessary step to ensure we can continue delivering innovative, high-quality gaming experiences to players worldwide." End quote. But I give you the yen for the prices of the PlayStation. Well, PushSquare.com says that Japan, prices I gave you, is actually cheaper than anywhere else. So here's what it actually is. 97,980 yen, which equals to $612 for PlayStation 5. The PlayStation 5 digital edition is 89,980 yen, which equals to $562. The PlayStation 5 Pro, 137,980 yen, which equals to $862. Now, I also saw a report too that Xbox is not going to go anywhere with the prices. And PureXbox.com was basically making fun about it. But I will tell you right now, PlayStation does it. Watch for Xbox to do the same thing. I'll repeat that tomorrow. I know I will for the weekly show. Now, if you wanted to put that in your PlayStation or in your Xbox, you could. And what am I talking about? A fake Samsung 990 Pro SSD clone. GG Mania was talking about this, because there is a fake SSD card that is flooding the market, and it's replicating the performance of the original card. And according to GG Mania, it's blurring the lines between the two cards. They're also saying that the high-quality clones have emerged among the surging demand for AI computing hardware. And the buyers risk purchasing the fakes because it looks exactly like the real thing, making the detection extremely difficult. Now, GG Mania did say that this is highlighting some growing challenges in the PC component space as the counterfeiters are advancing the manufacturing techniques. GG Mania gave their review, and they said, quote, "The fake Samsung 990 Pro feature features a sticker that closely mimics the original. This is where the technical know-how comes into play. The drive may look authentic on the surface, but a closer inspection reveals a drastic discrepancies. For starters, the Samsung 990 Pro leverages the brand proprietary Pascal SSD controller. The fake one used the Maxio MAP 1602 SSD controller, which has a different design and is a smaller than the Pascal controller. Tellingly, the rear of the counterfeit SSD even openly states the Maxio model number," end quote. If we're getting into that, then why not get to another GG Mania article that says that Microsoft is rolling out some non-security updates for Windows 11. So if you play on PC, this is indeed coming to you. The versions 24H2 and 25H2 is introducing some several requested improvements that include some displays for 100 Hz plus refresh rates and the ability to enable smart app control without a clean install. Voice typing functionality directly in the file explorer and a modernized account setting page. Now this could enhance the performance, usability, and modern features without addressing any security patches. Now you can check for the update through Windows Update settings, and you can download KB5079391 in settings in the Windows Update or from the Microsoft Update catalog. This update is optional, so you can skip it if you want. But we end today with two award-winning games that are coming to Xbox Game Pass this April: Resident Evil 7 and Clair Obscur Expedition 33. You can try those two games out because they will be coming to Game Pass on April 2nd. That's Clair Expedition, or Clair Obscur, I'm sorry. And Resident Evil 7 comes to Game Pass on March 31st. So enjoy those, seriously, and I bet you will. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge for the weekly show, which is where I get to say, this has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night. Until then, go play some video games, people. Thank you.